As I promised, we're going back to back in hour number one with two really good stories. Now we're joined by an offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. He signed with Buffalo in March. He did not allow a sack at left tackle last season. He started his career with the Corpus Christi Sharks in AF2. He was undrafted back in 2009 out of Texas State. Ty Insege is my guest. Ty, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
How you doing, Jim?
Good, good. Ty, how about you?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain.
Good, good. Listen, I think you've got one of the great all-time stories in terms of walking a long road to get to where you are. And as proof of that, you've got jerseys from 10 teams that you played for along the way hanging in your office when you first started playing with the Corpus Christi Sharks in the AF2. Ty, start right there. What were those games like back then, and what was your life like?
Well, you know, it was simple. You know, they paid for our living, so I stayed in like a dormitory type style housing unit, and you know, it was just practice and games. So, you know, if we won, we got paid $150. If we lost, we got paid $100. So after taxes, it came out to about $85, $110. So it wasn't really, we weren't really playing it for the money. You know, it was basically playing it for the opportunity to get a shot to one day play in the NFL.
I mean, Ty, that's amazing. Like, for instance, you're paying the price, though. I mean, you are doing the work, and you're taking real hits. What was it like to grind like that and take that kind of punishment, even if there was a bigger picture down the road, to pay that kind of price physically for $85?
Well, you know, at the time, I was young. So, basically, I just had one goal in mind. So, I really didn't think about what I was going through and what I was putting my body through. I was just thinking about if I competed at the highest level I'm capable of, you know, hopefully I'll get an opportunity to play at the highest level.
All right, so you had a plan, but when you're playing for teams like the Sharks or the Vigilantes or the LA Kiss or in Montreal, was the goal always the NFL, and did that seem close, or did it seem really far away?
Well, the Kiss came when I got released from the Redskins my first time around. So it kind of, the dream kind of felt like it was fading at that time, because I went to the Kiss. And that was after I came from Montreal and I got picked up by the Redskins. So at that point, I was just like, well, I don't know what's going to happen with my football career, but I just need to at least continue playing so I can receive revenue, so I can continue to pay bills until I can figure out what I'm going to do next. So I don't – at that time, my mind frame really wasn't based on living the dream still. It was just trying to maintain my life.
Ty Insege is joining us. Ty, you mentioned the Kiss. Like, I'm here in L.A. I remember when they dropped. It was kind of a source of fascination. Yeah. Like, did Gene Simmons, did he ever come around? Did you ever talk to the boss?
No, I didn't get to talk to him. I can't even recall who I even talked to be honest with you.
What was that experience like? I mean, is that football, was that, like, disorganized, dysfunctional, or is football football? What was that like?
Well, you know, I don't really want to talk down on an organization that gave me opportunity. So, I mean, It was good for what it was worth. I'll say that.
All right, I respect that, Ty. I see you working. So as you're doing this thing, and you know, you talked about the money you made. When you're grinding that thing out, you may have a goal, but what kept you going in those tough times? How did you continue to keep focused and keep putting the time in and grind it out? What was it that kept you going?
Well, you know, I always knew, because when I grew up, when I was young, you know, coming up through Texas 5A football, you know, I was ranked among the elite in high school. So I always knew I had the talent when I was young. So, you know, I got derailed a few times, and I just, deep down inside my heart, I knew I was capable of playing at the highest level. I just needed the opportunity. So when, you know, adversity hit, I had, you know, good friends, good family in my corner that kept me motivated and kept pushing me through the hard times. So that, with the heart that I knew that I had the capability to play at this high level, you know, that kind of helped keep me motivated and keep me going.
Now, that's so important. When you've got people around you saying, I believe in you, you can do this, we know you can do it. Now, at one point, you were with Philadelphia Soul, and you would talk to Ron Jaworski every single day, and he would tell you, man, you're too good to be here. What were those conversations like?
Man, you know, every day in practice, you know, Jaws would be out there watching us and everything, and he'd watch one-on-ones, and he'd be like, man, it's amazing. Your talent is amazing. You know, you should be in their camp. I'm going to do what I can to get you into the Eagles camp. So, you know, I just took that as, you know, that's you know, Jaworski's seen NFL talent. So the fact that he even considered me to be able to be in the same presence with NFL talent, you know, that was amazing. So, you know, I took his word. You know, I figured that, you know, he'd be able to make something happen, because it wasn't just a one-time thing. It was a constant thing. He would always say that after games, you know, in practices. So So I figured, you know, he'd be able to make a phone call and pull some strings, but unfortunately, that never came to fruition.
Right, Ty? Like, I mean, he's telling you that, you're hearing that, he can be the guy, and then it didn't happen, and then you're waiting again. What was your mindset when that didn't happen?
Oh, man, at that point, I just was like, I'm going to just keep putting my head down and keep grinding. You know, something has to break for me.
And it did. And you keep grinding, and then finally you get that shot. You're playing for Washington, and you get your first start against the New York Jets in 2015.
Yep.
After all that work, that entire grind, and all that belief, what was it like to make that first start?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I got an athletic ego. So, you know, I was just like, now it's time to showcase my talent to the world. So I just got to do what I do best.
Ty, what did that mean? You have an athletic ego. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, if I line up against somebody, I have pride in my work. So I go out there every down and, you know, I put effort and I put energy into training and to being the best that I can be. So I don't feel I can go out there on a Sunday or on a Thursday and compete and just lay a goose egg. You know, I feel like if I go out there, I'm going to compete at the highest level and I'm going to do the best I can to shut that person down that day.
All right, so then there was a game last year, Ty, week 11 against the Texans. You went up against Jadeveon Clowney. You had a huge performance. What do you remember about preparing for that game and for Clowney in particular?
I just know they got an elite defensive front, so I knew I just had to put in extra time in the film room and in the classroom that week. And, you know, I just felt this was the opportunity, you know, going against an elite talent as Jadeveon. And I just wanted to, you know, perform the best and try to help my team win.
Hey, Ty, did you know, though, after that game, how much attention and how much respect you would earn because of your performance?
Oh, man, you know, it's not just one game. You know, one game doesn't win divisions. One game doesn't win playoffs, you know. So it's you know, the goal of last year was for us to try to compete for a championship. And, you know, that's what the main motivation was, you know, try to stack wins.
And then you hit free agency. I understand that you're all about the team. You're about big picture. But then Buffalo offered you a 2-year deal, Ty, worth a good chunk of change. I'm being really straight when I say this. I don't know anybody who's earned that contract like you've earned that contract. Man, you have earned that money. What was that moment like, Ty?
I appreciate that. Oh, man. I had to take a seat and just thank God, man. It's been a long road. It's been a long journey. And the fact that I'm able to provide for my family and you know, my son and generations, to where, you know, they don't have to go through the same struggle and the same adversity that I had to go through. You know, it's a wonderful feeling.
You know, Ty, you know what I think is really neat about this? The Bills, they love your talent. They love your ability to play multiple spots. But they also say they want to bring you in because of your character and your perseverance. How much does that mean to you that they want you not just because you're a good player, because of your potential impact on their culture?
Well, you know, coming from my background of being on several different teams, you know, it's hard to get that feeling of want. You know, you always yearn to be wanted somewhere, you know, to actually be appreciated of your talent and everything, not just as a number or, you know, as a guy that if the main guy goes down, we're capable at backup. You know, to come to Buffalo and get that feeling like I'm one of the family, you know, that's a beautiful feeling. You know, I haven't had that feeling in a long time, and it's a great thing to have here.
Hey, Ty, I got about a minute left. I got to ask you, if somebody's listening right now who's got a dream and they're chasing it, but they feel beaten down and they want to give in and they want to give up, what's your advice?
Man, just stay humble, stay focused, and you know, put all your faith in God. And everything happens for a reason. You know, like the chip's going to fall, how the chip's going to fall. You can only worry about what you can control. So, you know, just go out there and prepare for when your time does come so you're not unprepared and go take full advantage of it.
What a great message. Bills Mafia, you have to love this. He signed with Buffalo in March. He is an offensive lineman now for the Bills. He's got that multi-year contract and a great, great story. Ty Insege. Ty, so good to have you on. Let's do it again during the season, if you don't mind.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Great talking to you, Ty. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you. Did I or did I not tell you I had two great stories in hour number one? Back to back.